Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. It's the 10th anniversary. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Peter Meyer's membership as a member of our Brain Trust. Peter Meyer, happy anniversary, baby. Thanks for 10 great years.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and so we thank the Little River Band for bringing us that song, for singing that song live for you, by the way. But it's a great relationship we've had on our end, and I hope you feel the same way. And thank you for all that you've taught us over the years. Peter's books are Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Warpspeedgrowth.com is the website, right, Peter?
It is.
Yeah, so check it out, folks. Peter, something I want to come back to what we were talking about a minute ago about. What you learn from your mistakes. You know, Billy Joel said you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your successes. And I've always said that. I've always thought that. And the main reason, as I have said, is because whenever something goes well, I always chalk it up to my brilliance. Whenever things don't go well, it causes me to pause a little bit and say, "Whoa, what caused that?" And I think. I'm a little more introspective when I fail than I am when I succeed. What am I missing?
I think you're missing that the key. I don't think you're missing anything, but what you just told me is the key is your introspection, not the failure.
Ah.
If you can apply the introspection to how you succeeded, isn't that going to help you?
Yeah, so you're saying after all the high fives, stop and say, okay, what really caused that? Besides my brilliance, surely something else was the reason, and focus on that.
I ask the students and business managers I work with and owners to keep track not so much of their successes, but how they succeeded. Whenever somebody says, I did this, I always say, what'd you do? How'd you do it? Why'd it work?
Mm-hmm.
Keep track of the how and the why, and you can repeat something systematically. That's science,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to luck.
The how and the why.
What, the how, and the why combined produce science, not just love.
It's amazing what those interrogatives will do for a business process, for a success strategy in selling, qualifying customers. Those interrogatives, asking questions instead of making statements, it's amazing what you can learn, isn't it?
Absolutely. We ask our customers, we learn a lot. We ask ourselves, we learn a lot.
Yeah.
Introspection, you're right, is key.
So when we score a run in our business, you know, after we make the victory lap and do the backflip and the high fives and the pop the champagne, we should slow down and say, okay, let's take a pause. Let's take one of Larry Roberts' deliberate pauses and let's say, okay, now that I've gotten off the table how that it's because I was so smart, maybe there was another reason. And let me write those things down. What did I do? Did I plan more? Did I ask more questions? Did I prepare more? Did I hire better people? Did we train? Did we work harder? You know, is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. How did I make this happen? And what can I repeat to make something better happen again?
Right.
Whether I know it's going to be or not.
So what
you guys don't know who are listening is that during the break, Jim was talking about his grandson. And my next grandson coming up. And it's the same situation, I think. We don't take what we did with our children and apply it to our grandchildren.
Right.
We take how we did it
mm-hmm.
and apply it. And then we learn to spoil our grandchildren rotten. That's our job.
Yeah, much to my children's chagrin. So I got about a minute left. Last thoughts on, wrap this up for us on building on what works.
I think the thing to do is to aim for the space between the trees. What is it that we did right? How do we do it? Why did it work? Not what we did wrong. What we did right, how we did it, why it worked. Then we can build on that into areas that are just otherwise going to be unfamiliar and scary. It doesn't need to be scary if we know the how.
One of the things that you'll find when you look at even what you did right, you'll find some little wrongs in the middle of the right because you'll identify, okay, we did this and it worked, but we can do better. That's what you're looking for, right? It's a way of seeking excellence is really what we're talking about, isn't it?
I'm certainly looking for ways of seeking excellence. I'm not looking for what went wrong. I'm looking for excellence.
Yeah. And so okay, that was pretty good. But now that I know I can go that far, I can go a little further next time. That'll be a little another level of excellence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can go further into the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've all done that. You know, as we pushed ourselves to do different things, you know, physically or mentally or educationally or professionally, we've all done that. We've all pushed that envelope in aviation. We call that pushing the envelope. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much for having me on.
We'll see you next time. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. And that's warpspeedgrowth.com is his website, by the way. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.